We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're in the middle of Sif Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Avalim Karo Pachas Mitisha, if you read less than 9 psukim, meaning if one person read 3, and then the third person read 3 psukim again, however, it was a repeat of an earlier pasuk, so then Tzrichim Lachzor V'Likros, you need to go back and read again. Obviously, if the less than 9 was because one of the aliyahs was less than 3 psukim, then for sure we already saw you need to go back for that. Siv Hey, Imkar Parshas Par Upasak Bilager Hagar Besocham Vigala Sefer Torah Chozer Uposeach Umaskla Meirosha Parsha Atit Mara Ar Varach Fanel Lacharea. If when you read Parshas Par, you ended at the wrong spot, you ended at Vilager Hagar Besocham instead of Tit Mara Arev, and when you ended, you closed the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean to close the Sefer Torah. Rather, it means after closing the Sefer Torah, you made the bracha. If you just closed the Sefer Torah but didn't actually make the bracha, you can just open it back up and continue on. But if you made the bracha after the laning, then you need to open it back up, make a new bracha, and start from the beginning of the parsha until Titmara Arev, and then make the bracha afterwards. Mishnah Berurah says the reason that you're not allowed to just pick up from V'lager Hagar B'Zolcham and read that one pasuk is since you didn't read the appropriate reading that the Chachamim established, it is like you didn't read at all. And even though the Achronim says in Mishnah Berurah, that if you just skip one pasuk, you would not need to go back, that is because you're going to read it on the Shabbos, that, you know, that the Parsha of Parshas Parah is normally read. However, once again, that statement is only true if you're reading, if we're talking about skipping psukim, which are not part of the Chova of the day, meaning up until V'lager Hagar B'Zolcham. But from Lager Agar B'Zolcham until Titmara Arev, that is part of the Chovas Hayom of Parshas Para. All the other Pesukim are just to get up to that Pasuk, so therefore the Elia Rabbah says you would need to go back upon skipping that. Siv Vav, Hakor B'Torah Rishon, Vakara Sheni Mashakara Rishon. If the person who gets the second Aliyah read the same thing that the person who got the first Aliyah got, Im Hosef Al Mashakara Rishon Shosha Pesukim, if he added 3 Pesukim, O Afilu Shnayim B'Makom D'Lefsho, or 2 in situations where there's no way to read 3 Pesukim, Oso Sheni Ola Minamin, and then that counts as the second Aliyah. V'im La, but if he did not read extra Pesukim, he just read the same thing that the first person read, Ina Ola Minamin, and it does not count as a second Aliyah. Chutzme Pari Habchag Mishum D'Lefsho, except for Sukkis, where we don't have an option, and the person who gets Revi'i needs to lane that which the first people lane completely, and he's not able to add on any psukim because we go day by day. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only bidi'eved, that if as long as you add it on 3 psukim, you're okay, but l'chachila, you should read entirely new psukim. The only time where we say that you need to repeat psukim, besides for sukkis, is Rosh Chodesh, where we say that the person who gets a second aliyah repeats one of the psukim, the guy who got the first aliyah, but he at least adds on 2 psukim, and that's a case of makom delo efshar, as the Mechaber stated. It sounds like from the Mechaber that there's no iser to read that which the person before read, as long as you add on psukim, it just doesn't count as one of the aliyahs, and this is what the Mechaber holds in Reish Pei Beis Sif Beis that we saw a long time ago, whereas the Ramah disagrees and says only in Simchas Torah are you able to repeat psukim, because we want everyone to get an aliyah, but otherwise psukim should not be repeated.